One ha'ara that goes back really to Daf Kuf Mem Zayin, which discussed the concept of the Tzava. So why was the Tzava, the final will and testament, mentioned on Daf Kuf Mem Zayin? Because the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Vav on the days mentioned the halacha divrei shchiv merak yichsuvim v'chimsurim dami, and the Gemara says, how do you know what's the makar to this halacha? Rav Nachman said it's the Rabbanim, but most Amiram held that it actually has a source in scripture. Parshas Pinchas, Melachim Beis, Shmuel Beis, and amongst the Makairis that were brought were different tzavas that were expressed by people from yesteryear. We mentioned the tzava of Chizkiyo HaMelech. Yeshaya tells Chizkiyo, you're going to die, and as a result, tzav lebeischa. Make sure you go now and you write a tzava. We mentioned the tzava of Achitofel. Achitofel was a huge part of the Avshalom rebellion, and when it went bad, vayichonik es atzma, he killed himself. But before he did that, he wrote a tzava. And he expressed verbally a tzava. We spoke a little bit about the other day. But the point is that the concept of tzava was featured very prominently a few days ago on Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. We're also learning Yeshnoichlin Amishameh, so obviously a tzava is a big part of this. And the truth is, over the years, we've had the schos to talk a little bit about the concept of tzava in general, and even specific tzavois befrat. We've gone through together b'chabura the tzava of the Nesivis that's printed in the back of Nachas Yaakov, that's maybe in the Ilma Yeshiva's the most famous tzava. We went through together the tzava of Reb Shlomo Kluger. But I think today it's kedai to go through a little bit the tzava of the Heilige Chasam Sofer. And I just want to be makdim before we do this. That is that I discuss the tzava of the Chasam Sofer at length with Yedidi HaGoyen, HaSinai V'Oika Arim V'Toyres Chasam Sofer, Ramosha Shlomi Yakshlita. I also just want to mention that a lot of what we're going to say now comes from the new Oitzres Chasam Sofer that Ramosha Shlomiak put out. So if the Olam doesn't know, Ramosha Shlomiak just put out 5 volumes on Chasam Sofer and Sefer Bereshis. It's literally HaFachba VaHaFachba 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 DeKulaba of Toyres Chasam Sofer. It's so gishmak. If you have any cheshek in Teres Chasam Sofer, this is something you absolutely have to have in your Sfarim Shank. There are footnotes, and there's footnotes on the footnotes, and there's footnotes, Ben Benoishal footnotes, and everything is so thoroughly researched, and not just from Teres Chasam Sofer, but from Teres Talmidei Chasam Sofer. It's fact-checked, Kedarkoi, Bakoidish, Avram Moshe Shlomiak, so it's very, very reliable. But the bottom line is, a lot of what we're going to discuss right now comes from the 5 volumes of Oitzres Chasam Sofer on Bereshis. Either way, so the Chasam Sofer, he wrote a tzava for his mishpacha. He actually wrote it in many shlavin, so it wasn't just written in one sheis, but b'meshech hazman, the Chasam Sofer was moisef on the tzava. Now, it's actually very interesting because the Chasam Sofer's tzava is very sharp. It's not for the faint of heart. It's very sharp. And the reason it's so interesting is because in contrast to Teiris Chasam Sofer, it feels like the drushes of the Chasam Sofer comes more from the Amin Mekariv and the tzava is a little bit more from the Smol Doicha. At least that's the way it feels. It's interesting that Ramosh Shlomiak told me that the Joshua's Chasam Sofer that we have really is the truncated version. Meaning, the Chasam Sofer wrote his Joshua's, but he wrote more the Torah. He didn't write so much the Musar. So as much as the Tzava is going to feel a little bit sharper, certainly relative to a lot of the Joshua's that we've had the schos to learn through together, but we don't really know 100% what the Musar of the Chasam Sofer sounded like. He said, it's Klara Rayas from Talmid Chasam Sofer, that when the Chasam Sofer Darshan, there was a lot of Musar that's not printed in the Drashas Chasam Sofer. But either way, this is a Tzava, and it was written clearly for his family, like most Tzava. It's not written for Klal Yisrael. The Drashas are for his Kehila and Nevuah Shehutzer Chaladayas. This was written a little bit more for the family. Either way, just to read a few excerpts from the Tzava. So it begins as follows. Ki lo yada ha'adam es itoy. Person doesn't know when he's going to die. Eis lasis lashem hirbu teiresecha. So not eis lasis lashem eferu teiresecha, but eis lasis lashem hirbu teiresecha. L'roimem beis alekenu ulahamid churvoisav. Atem, bonai ubnoisai, v'chasonai v'nechtai ubnehem. Shemuni v'chiyu. So he's talking to his family. And he says, I want you to listen to me, and if you listen to me, you're going to have life. Altat Lipchem l'davara l'hisoylel alilois peresha es ishem poyalei ofay. So the first thing he tells his mishpacha is that I don't want you to be involved and to get too close to rishoyim es ishem poyalei ofay, to people that do averus. Hachadoshim mikoroif nisrachaku me'es Hashem v'peirosa babay neseinu arabim. He says, unfortunately, there's a new wind, there's a new geist that's going through town, the Haskalah, of course, and it's causing people to distance themselves from the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu babay neseinu arabim. Al todur b'shchunasam. He says, don't live together with them. V'loi tischabru imoim klal uklal. And you shouldn't behef to them, right? You shouldn't have any chavrishnap with them. Ubesifrei Ramad al tishlachu yad. And then he says specifically, as it relates to the svarim of Ramad, don't touch them. O meyad, forever, oz, and then raglecho yimad. If you're going to do that, lo yimad. Sorry, if you're going to do that, you're not going to have to worry that something's going to happen to your feet. So he tells him that there's this new ruach, the ruach of Haskalah, that's unfortunately rummaging through shtetlach, and it's wiping out big chunks of Klal Yisrael. So the first thing that Chassam Sofer told his family in the Tzava, and by the way, told his sons and his daughters, Bonai ubnoisai, v'chasonai v'nechti ubneyem, right, v'chol yoitza chalotza. He says, be very, very careful not to go anywhere near this chabura. Al tadur b'shchunasam, v'al tischabru imam klal uklal. And then he said, u'besifrei ramad, al tishlachu yad, o me'ad, and oz raglecha lo yimad. So who's Ramad? So Ramad, ostensibly, is Rosh HaTevis, Rav Moshe Dessel, also known more popularly as Moses Mendelssohn. And the Chassam Sofer Kiyodua was a big kanoi against the Torah of Moses Mendelssohn. Others were not as much, but the Chassam Sofer very, very much was. And he said, mamish in the beginning of his tzava, u'besifrei ramad. Now, it's interesting, the Mefarshei HaTzava of the Chassam Sofer said that, did the Chassam Sofer just refer to Moses Mendelssohn as Reb Moshe Dessa? Ramad? It can't be. So if you look at the different Fashidun Svarim that talk a little bit about the Tzava, they say Ramad is Rosh Netevis, Rosha Morris Dessel. We know him more as Moses. But it's not Reb Moses Mendelssohn, it's Rosha Moses Mendelssohn. And this is very, very popular, Kiyodua, within all the Sifrei Chassam Sofer. But it's interesting, the Rav Moshe Shlomiyok told me, he said this whole thing, he believes, is one big mistake. He says, because if you look at a picture, the Atzilum of the actual Tzava of the Chassam Sofer, believe it or not, it exists. But if you would see a Tzilum of the actual Tzava of the Chassam Sofer, and I'm looking at it right now, you probably can't see it on the app, but I'm looking at it right now, it doesn't even say Reish Mem Dalet. What it says is Ches Mem Dalet. That's what it says. It's clear. It's not even negotiable. It says Ches Mem Dalet, and it's Ubesifrei Chacham Moshe Dessel, and that we know the Chassam Sofer, even though he didn't like Moses Mendelssohn, and he would not have referred to him as Reb, because that means he's Moiri Verabi, but a Chacham he was, that's not disputable, and the Chassam Sofer referred to him as a Chacham. So it's L'chaira, not Reb Moshe Dessel, it's not Rosha Morris Dessel, but what it probably is Chacham Moshe Dessa. But either way, he tells his mishpacha, he says, Al tadur b'shchunasam, v'loi tischabri imam klal uklal, u'besifrei ramad or chamad, al tishlachu yad, o meyad, oz raglecha lo yamad. So what should you learn? So he says, Tanakh impirish Rashi, you shall learn Tanakh with Rashi, v'toyra impirish Aramban, tehegu v'talamdu as b'neichem. That's what you shall learn. Don't learn chumash with the pirish. This is what he's saying. Right? Don't learn it with the beer. But what you should learn is Tanakh with Rashi. And what you should learn is Torah with the Pirish Aramban. Of course, also Rashi. V'telamdu es b'neichem. That's what you should harava. And that's what you should teach your children. Ki hu roish emuna oman. Because if you're going to do that, that is the foundation of our emuna. Uboy tischakmu. And if you're going to do that, you will be wiser than Chalkol, Darda, and Haman. These are three wise people that are mentioned in Nach. By the way, you can't understand this tzava unless you have good footnotes, which I have, or you really know Tanakh. V'mchas v'sholom, he says, tisnasu b'nesoyin rov etzom avo ini Hashem yatzilchem. And even if a time is going to come with Chalila, you're going to be faced with a nesoyin of tzomo and rov and oini. Imdu b'nesoyin alaz. Don't fall and don't be nichshol in this nesoyin. V'altifnu elo alilim, altifnu el midaitchem. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, meaning don't go near this inyan. V'habonos, even the girls, yasku besifrei Ashkenaz, they should study German books. Begufon shalonu, that are written with our oisius, hamiyusodin al agadas chazal, that are based on agadas chazal, v'loy zulas klal, nothing else. By the way, when the Chasam Sofer wrote in Sava, loy zulas klal, did he mean loy zulas klal, meaning sifrei Ramosha Dasa? Or did he even mean loy zulas klal, they shouldn't be learning Tanakh with Rashni and Torah and Pirush Ramban? Rav Moshe Shlomiak wasn't sure. But either way, Umiru raglechem mitartiyos, chalila v'chalila, ani oisarchem be'isr gomer, you shouldn't go to tartiyos, chalila v'chalila, ani oisarchem be'isr gomer, v'tisku lachsos b'noyim Hashem b'simchosoy, as bonov, b'mheir b'yameinu amin. Then he continues, v'im yorim Hashem karnechem, v'yochas l'choy nanchem kachar kabe b'etz Hashem yizbar. Let's say you're going to be zoicha, you're going to steig in your ruchnias. Al torimu roishchem b'gaiva v'goydolev, neged shum odom kosher chas v'sholem. You should not have any gaiva k'neged an odom kosher. Also a little bit of a diak. Doesn't mean you can have gaiva k'neged someone that's not an odom kosher, shmines shebishmines, but al Tarimu roishchem begayva v'goydolev neged shum adam kosher. Du'u, you should know. Ki anachnu me'avram. This is famous. You should know that we're sons of Avram Avinu. Talmidei Moshe Rabbeinu. We're Talmidei Moshe Rabbeinu. Avdei Melech David. And we're avodim of Melech David. Meaning, Klal Yisrael, we're sons. We're Talmidim and we're avodim. We're sons. Who's our father? Avram Avinu. Who's our Rebbe? Moshe Rabbeinu. And who's our Melech? Avdei Melech David, right? It's David HaMelech. Avinu Amas, Hasedich Sam Soifer. Let's look at our role models in life. Our father said, what did Avram Avinu say? Vanoichi Oifer Ve'efer. Rabbeinu Amar, what did the Rebbe say? Vanachnu Ma. Malkeinu Amar, what did David HaMelech say? Vanoichi Toilas V'loyish. V'HaMelech HaMekave, Yiskala B'dimyon Oliver Rechav HaChamar. Not just that, David Malke Meshicha, when David HaMelech is going to reveal himself, how's he going to reveal himself? Like an Oni that's Roichav HaChamar. This is all enough. Im Kein said, then he continued. He said, he says, you should be mechazik yourself. So you want to know what the derech halimud of the Chasam Sofer was? It's hasmada and it's iyun rav. You learn iyun rav. But Torah Hashem, I'm learning Torah Chasam Sofer. It's iyun rav. It's oimiko iyun mamish. Vasu kibbutz beributz upalim l'Torah berabim. And he says, I want you to make sure that you're going to teach Torah berabim. The imaat lefnechem. And even if the Eibushter only gives you a little bit of das, the Eibushter was chayin das to you, but only a little bit. You don't have that much Torah. You don't have so much tefakoyf. May oisei hamaat ashechanan. That little bit that the Eibushter gave you, limdu berabim, you should teach berabim b'chol mamtzei koyach, with all the strength that you have. Uba'oifen, but at the same time, you have to know she'edatem b'soichon lipchem, she'akadosh baruch hu yadeh b'chem she'in taruvas kavano, ki'im l'kvoit shmei agada levadoi. Ulefanav lo'yavei chanev, just make sure you do it with the right kavano. You're not doing it for covet. You're doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hizaru mishin Hashem. Then he says, make sure you don't change your name. Loshen. Don't change the language that you speak. Umalbush Yisrael. And make sure you dress like a Yid. Chas v'chalila, he says, to go ahead and change that. V'simen. And a simen to know that you have to make sure that you keep your Jewish name. And you speak the Jewish language. And that you dress like a Yid is Vayove Yaakov Sholem. And Sholem is Shem. It's Loshen and it's Malbush. Al Tidagu. Then he says, don't feel bad. Eini maniach lechem hoin. I'm not leaving you over a hoin, right? Chasam Sofer says, I'm not leaving you over a Yerusha. Now, the truth is, Chasam Sofer left over all his kisveyard. Then, you know, who would know that 200 years later, it was a hoin rav? Aval amais, Chasam Sofer says, Al tidagu emeini maniach lachem hoin. Ki avi yisoyim im yochus v'yirachim al yisoyim im mea ve'em, v'al yitoy she'eschem, ey matzor la'ashem lo yeshia beravoy ma'at. He says, you think I'm the one? The Eibush is the one that's going to give you. U'miteris Hashem al tasu atara, v'lo ikardim chas v'sholoy, mikolshken she'chalila lisa. Says, I don't want to hear that you're traveling from place to place to darshan kedirish damim. That's a pun, right? Derish damim is usually blit. Derish damim, you're darshaning because, right, you're a derish damim. You darshan, right? Pay to play, the darshan to get something in return. Oy, loymar kibluni. He says, be careful from that. And then he ends, I'm skipping a little bit. V'loy nishtanu ha'item. He says, I want you to know, don't say nishtanu ha'item. Never say that, yeah, I know the Zayde, the Chasam Sofer told me in the Tzavah, this is what I should do. He says, ablamaisa, nishtanu ha'item. It's a new world, right? The Chasam Sofer didn't live in the world we live in. In Bratislava, in Tofresh, I hear. But it's a whole different world. Said the Chasam Sofer, this is one of the most powerful lines in the Torah. Zayus Chassam Sofer. Ki yesh lanu av zokin yisparach shemai. Because we have an alta tata, an av zokin. Lo nishtane, he never changed. Velo yishtane, and he's never going to change. In Yiddishkeit, nothing ever changes. No such thing. Lo yisomru nishtane o itim. Ki yesh lanu av zokin yisparach shemai. Lo nishtane, velo yishtane. Not just that, v'chora lo yu'una. So he says that this is something you have to be aware of. Times don't change. And everything that I'm telling you right now is nevuah shehutzrach l'dayrus. This is something that's always going to be negated. This is the first part of the tzava of the Chassam Sofer. The second part of the tzava of the Chassam Sofer talked to not his family so much, but he spoke to the kehillah. The Kehillah of Preshbark. I'll just read the first few sentences. Yiras Hashem Toysef Yomim Vishonim. Lochem Ahuvim Kinafshi, Kehillah Mefuhara, Kilo Kedosha Preshbark. Hamatira, Hagvira, Beyiras Hashem Vitairosai. Yivarchacham Hashem Mimkaira Brochois. Atem Hexakta Moisi Ala Tayrava Ala Voida. Mi Tishmesh Nas Niflois. So Niflois is Tovkov Samach Zayin. 1806 Limisparam Lahamid Talmidim La Alofim Alufim Misuvalim Umolu Pnei Tevel Tenuva Utfuna Toida Lekel Yisparach. Thank you, Hashem. Vakihilo Malea Chachomim Visoifrim Ktanim Ugdoilim Prekoidish Nilulim Hechsa. Pre-kodesh elulam. Hechzaktem yeshiva. You are machzak the yeshiva. Bechachma ubesfunu bedas. Ubechom meleches machsheves. Avoides ha-kodesh aleim bekosef nosu. You took upon yourself, O parnasasi. Vaspokas ha-talmidim. Vigidaltem roi b'neichel talmud teir. Most of the children that came out of our kehila are learning Torah. Hitzlicha v'gamas uperi. Yitnachem Hashem elyon l'shem l'tilo teferes. And he gives them groisa brachis. And he gives them a groisa yashikoyach for what as they did. But then he tells them afterwards that I want you to make sure that you appoint another rav. And he gives different criteria for what the other rav should be like. One of them is make sure he's a rav that's not derish b'loshin l'umim. He speaks in the mamaloshin. Don't appoint a rav that speaks b'loshin. This is dvarim atikin mamish. But either way, he goes on and he talks a little bit more about that inyan. At the very end, there's like five or six lysophis. At the very, very end, one of the things he writes is that I'm giving over all my kisveya to my three sons. So we know the Chassam Sofer had, well, we know the Ksav Sofer. We know Reb Shimon Sofer. Chassam Sofer had a third son, Reb Yosefa, who was a little boy at the time that Chassam Sofer was nifta. And he says, all three of my sons are going to get all my kisviyan. And he says, one geshmak in knech. He says, even though I'm on record saying that all my kisviyan are hefker, and if anybody wants to go ahead and publish them, he could be published them, right? We know that from the beginning of the Petuchei Chosim, where the Chassam Sofer got a letter from someone. He said, I heard you put out a sefer on the Sachta Schulin, or, and he says, can you, he says, I wrote a sefer. I'm not writing a sefer. I have no intention of ever writing a sefer. He says, not just that, if anybody wants my kisviyah, come, it's hefkel akoil. Anyone who wants to take it, can take it. So the Chassam Sofer says that even though I already was mafkir technically, but that was only b'chaya chiyuse. He says, abala acha p'tirosni, start hilchus nachlis. There's something called yesh noich lina mishames, and I want to be meirish. I want to be a manchel to my mishpacha, and they have all the schusim, all the rights of all this kisviyah Chassam Sofer. They belong to my three sons. Either way, that's what's going on here a little bit in this tzava. So just two ha'aris. Two aras as it relates to the tzava. The first ara is, so the Chassam Sofer right in the beginning says, stay away from Sifrei Ramad or Chamad. What should you learn? Tanakh in Pirish Rashi, the Torah in Pirish Ramban. Right, just to be clear, Tanakh means Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. So Tanakh in Pirish Rashi means Torah with Rashi, Nevi'im with Rashi, Ksuvim with Rashi. Torah, in addition to the Tanakh and Pirish Rashi, it should also be in Pirish Ramban. Tegu, that's what you should harvin. Utalamdu es b'neichem, this is what you should teach your children. Ki huroish emuna uman uboy. And if you're going to learn that, tischakmu, you're going to become wiser than Chalkol, Darda, and Haman, who were apparently were very, very wise. So the Chassam Sofer gives a unique status here to Chumash Rashi, and even more specifically, to Chumash Ramban. It's good to mention that the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva, we've mentioned this Tshuva many times. This is in Chelek Vav, and it's in Tshuva Samach Aleph. So Yid wrote to the Chassam Sofer that he wants to put out Ramban Ala Torah, and his Ramban Ala Torah is just going to have the Ramban. It's not going to have the actual text. So it's going to be the Ramban without the actual Psukim. So just read a few paragraphs. Asha Ola Birayoinoid Lahat Vesefer Ramban Ala Torah Levadoi. Beli mikro bifnim. He's not going to have any mikro inside. But oifin shiyu kamus katan. Right, what's the advantage of doing that? Because if you have a chumash with the Ramban, it's 5 volumes. If you have just the Ramban, right, it's 2 volumes. So it's going to be a kamus katan. Ubikesh mimeni lahatikloi chidush al Ramban anav v'lasoyse kamoy teisef esolv. Then he asked me, he asked the Chassam Sofer, can you please give me your ha'aris on the Ramban? I want to put it as, right, so you can buy the Ramban with the ha'aris of the Chassam Sofer. It sounds like a bestseller to me, right? So you can get the Ramban and the Chassam Sofer. Sounds like he was a smart businessman, whoever sent this request to the Chassam Sofer. Ki li yoisi, oisik b'sefer anal. Now, the reason he asked me for my ha'aris on the Ramban is because I'm oisik in this b'sefer anal on the Ramban, b'chol shavu im talmidim, and e'ef shal b'is medrash b'loi chedish. It's impossible that this b'is medrash b'loi chedish. So I had something to be moisif. So he writes like this. Ha'em es ki kvar number one, he says, I know everything you're doing is L'shem Shamayim. I don't want you to think that when in my response, I'm somehow questioning your kavanas. I know you're L'shem Shamayim, Mikzah Shvachah B'fanim. I don't even have to say more than that. Aleph. Number one, the first reason. Mikra gare. You're going to print the Ramban without the Chumash. It's being Megareya. The Yoiser who noyach v'toiv, v'gam kovid godol, l'ktoish Hashem ha-mechaber zatzal, b'yois noyzer zohov, soviv l'toiris Hashem. V'umavur. The Ramban is going to look much better. It's a bigger kovid for the Ramban if it's a standalone sefer. No, it's a bigger kovid for the Ramban if it's a zer zov soviv for the Torah k'dosha. V'gam yoise bekal yesh la'ayim boy imam mikrolofano v'niska b'skirachas. Besides, I have to have a chumash and I'm jumping to the Ramban. I mean, unless everyone knows Tanakh like this, so you need the text in order to understand where the Rambans are coming from. V'gam pirish Rashi tzorach li yoseim ba'agudah. You can't write a Ramban without Rashi. The Ramban himself writes in his Akdama. V'gam divrei hatargum, says the Chassam Sofer. Hey, meklurim le'enei hama'ainim Ramban. Any person that learns Ramban, the targum becomes clear. Shekam upon him dvar benuyin olav ki yodua l'chol bar sharav. Anyone who's a baki in Ramban knows that. Anyway, that's the first reason. Number two. Kisifrei Ramban mitzuyin. You're asking me to give you a skam, you need to print a new Ramban, Sfeltais Rambans? Said, you ever walked into a shul in your life? You ever saw a Svarim Shank in your life that didn't have a Ramban on it? There's no shortage of Rambans. The problem is, we don't have enough people learning Ramban. They don't want to learn Ramban. You can't find people that know Ramban. He says we don't need to print new Rambans. That's not what we need. What we need is people to understand what the Ramban is and to start learning the Rambans. Ki sifrei Ramban mitzuyin elu she'oiskov eina mitzuyin. But this sefer is yesoid emuna v'sheirish hadas. What did the Chassam Sofer say in the tzava? Ki hu roish emuna uman. That's this Indian. It's the Yesod Amuna. It's V'shayr Shadas. And Gimel. Matcha Kosaf to Bereva Avosei Azo Yilai Lahatik Lei Chidushi Al Ramban. Ha'emes, I'm going to tell you what. My Chidushim Ki Toidu Lekel Yisparach Yimotzei Bechlal Chidushi Teiru Shalish Ani Roga Lassois Kuntres Miyuchad L'chol Shana V'shana. Right? The way the Chassam Sofer wrote is he had one Kuntres for an entire year. U'lahalois Masha Chanani Hashem Midei Shabbos B'Shabbatoi Be'iyuni B'shas, when did the Chassam Sofer write his Pirush al HaTorah? Havor Eshnai Mikrovech HaTargum U'b'shas Kriyas HaTorah K'mesh Kosev Ashlo V'tziva Alzeh U'b'cholam Tilkadu Echad Heinu V'echad Heinu Mashin Egele Rambanza. So scattered throughout my kuntres that I put out every single year, you're going to find Torah under Ramban. Abba V'tzorach Biru V'yegia L'chapsan U'l'sadran. It's not so easy. It's not like I have a Chibur under Ramban. I'm not writing a Goyis on the side of a Ramban. You have to go through this birur and this yegir to go ahead and find it. Ach, achar zeh miach niseni l'mokim azeh. Lasoi seni snifler Ramban chas v'sholem. Hashem yoidea ki loy kein anoichi imad. He says, but besides, what, you're going to print the Ramban and I'm like a sniff to the Ramban? Vu kumich to the Ramban? But either way, this is the Hakdama to Ramban, right? You want the best case in the world to learn Ramban? This is it right here. It's in the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. And this is, of course, the rest of the story for what the Chassam Sofer wrote here in the beginning of his Saba. But I'll tell you something interesting. You know, the Welt says there's such a shmua that the Chassam Sofer was Nitzutz Nishmasa Shalom Ramban. Right? I think a lot of people heard that. That the Chassam Sofer was Nitzos Neshmas Yishar Arman. The Chassam Sofer's name was Moshe. The Ramban's name was Moshe. And he had a Shneichas in Ramban. So Moshe Shlomiak, and this is in the back of Chela Gimel of Bereshis. So it's in Hashlomes Umiluim, the Parshas Chayesara. It's page Reish Pehe. So he has a little bit of an arichos in this inyan. So he brings as follows. In the Sefer Leva Ivri. So the Leva Ivri was written by Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, who was a Talmud of the Ksav Sofer, Kiyaduos. Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, in his Leva Ivri, so he writes as follows. By the way, the Leva Ivri is a pirish on the Tzavah the Ksav Sofer. It's a very long pirish, but it's a pirish on the Tzavah the Ksav Sofer. So he writes as follows. Kvar gila moron Rabbeinu Zal, shayrish nishmosei l'talmidav hanemonim l'fnei moisei. That before the Ksav Sofer passed away, he was megala shayrish nishmosei to his trusty talmidim, v'hu nishmas Ramban. And he told them that he has the neshama, the Ramban, the roi yemina, the moishe raya mehemna. This is what he said. Then he brings as follows. He brings, v'atik poi, this is machne kosav, So this is the Chassam Sofer, the Yismach Moshe was talking about the Chassam Sofer, and he said as follows. He said that the Shoresh of the Neshama, the Chassam Sofer, comes from the Ramban. And then the Yismach Moshe said on himself that Shoresh Nishmasai, who Nishmas HaRamban. This is what he said. He said that the Chassam Sofer's Shoresh Neshama was the Ramban, and he said his own Shoresh Neshama was the Neshama of the Ramban, and then the one writing says that Puk Chazid, the Chassam Sofer, always quotes the Ramban, and he said Yismach Moshe never made a move without the Ramban. Now the Chassam Sofer also always quotes the Ramban, but the bottom line is, he said that the Chassam Sofer was Shoresh Neshmas Yishal Ramban, and that the Yismach Moshe said on himself that he was Shoresh Neshmas Yishal Ramban. Another Maramakum. Ubisefa Chutta Mashulash Kasa. Viodua Mufursim. Eich Hiflik Skeni Zatzal. Bechol Eis Es Rabbeinu Akkadish Rambanzal. Uperusha Yalatoira. How the Chassam Sofer used to always talk about the Ramban and his Pirush al HaTorah. V'chein tziva b'tzava osoy. And he wrote in his tzava, l'umay Torah and Pirush al-Rashban, Pirush al-Ramban, ki yroish emunas umon. V'yodua, ki gam al-kein chivev es Ramban zal kol kach, yan hechzik es atzmoy she nishmosei hu nishmas Ramban ha-kodesh schus yogar aleinu. So in the Chut HaMasholish, he brings it to Yodua, mufursim that the Chassam Sofer used to always talk about learning Ramban. Right, we have it in the tzava, you have it in the tshuva. So it's clear this was not something that was like punk. This was something that he used to always talk about, and he says it's also Yodua that the reason the Chassam Sofer had such a chavivus from the Ramban is Yan Hechzik as Atzmish and Nishmasai, he Nishmas Ramban. Ubakdom Masefer Toiv Yerushalayim al Ramban al Torah Kosav. This is from Moshe Shlomiak. He brings from the Akdom of Toiv Yerushalayim that Sipali, listen to this, Hagoyin Rab Hill Schlesinger, Shashama Vipi Moron, Hagoyin Atzade Grab Dushinsky, She Rabbi Hagoyin Rab Zekul Polak. Shama me Rabbi Achsam Sofer shemitam zeh hayochosim shmoi Moshe Hakatan v'lei Hakatan Moshe. Every single tshuva the Achsam Sofer signs Moshe Hakatan, and he used to write Moshe Hakatan. And the kasha is he should have written Hakatan Moshe. That's the more grammatical way of writing it. And the reason he didn't want to write Hakatan Moshe because he held his Moshe had a shaychus to the Moshe of the Ramban, and he didn't want to say Hakatan Moshe, so he said Moshe Hakatan, referring to himself, like the smaller Moshe. But the point is, he didn't want to say Hakatan Moshe because he felt that it would be a p'chisus for the Ramban, because ad kidei kach, he held that he was a Gilgal of the Neshama of the Ramban. But either way, this is this inyan that the Chassam Sofer had such a kpeda, and this was something that was so important to him, it meant so much to him, the Torah of the Ramban. So the Chassam Sofer writes in the beginning of Sava, right, don't learn the Sfarim of Ramad, or Chamad. Instead, you should learn Tanakh and Pirush Rashi, Chumash Ramban, and this tshuva and some of these anecdotes bring out very stark the chavivus that the Chassam Sofer had for the Ramban. But I'll just tell you even a little bit more. And that is coming from the Oitzris Chassam Sofer. This is the second volume, Beis. It's Parshas Lech Lecha, Hashlomas Umiluim. It's page Reish Samach Aleph. So he brings like this, Ubesefer HaMoed, which was written by Rabbi Yaakov Halevi Hershatzal. He was a Talmud of Maran. He was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. He says like this, Kol magamosoi hoysa laharis l'talmidov es hamasa asher yasum ve'eich yisnagu kol yemeim api ha-teir v'derech eretz. As much as the Chassam Sofer taught Torah's Talmidim, it was very important for the Chassam Sofer to be madrich by him the Talmidim so they should know the right derech of how they should live life. And he says, for that reason, in addition to all the Iyun Rav and the Shkita Gedoiva Svarim that you had in the Presbyter Yeshiva, there were also different Chakavas Svarim that they had. And he says, V'ov v'gadol hoya etzlei hashimush yoyseh me'alimut. U'lezeh hoya ritzoyno yator shal yimna ha-talmud es atzmi beis ha-medrish afilu b'shiyurei aroi. Even those other shiurim, shalom at achat filah shachris, ubein arbayim, ki moitzam motzah chayim. Verak pahem motzah rabbeinu mokim laharchiv adibur, lelamed atalmidim haderech ashnielcho bavamasa asheyasim. So the Chassam Sofer had all these other chakavah shiurim, and in those shiurim, he wasn't learning the sugya, in those shiurim, he was giving adrocha, right? And it was very important that all the talmidim come to this. Ubiyoiser, Pirish Dvarov, the Hircheba Morov, the Gila Matspunov, Belimur HaChumish, and Pirish Rashi Viramba, Mide Shavuah Vishavuah. He used to give a Chumash here. And in that Chumash here, the Chassam Sofer would go out of his way to be Marchiv all the things that were going inside of him. Voyara Olav HaMaisa, here's a punchline. Ba'oisim Bochrim, Ashaloy Bol, Limur HaYakar Hazeh. He felt that it was wrong. There was certain bachrim that said, I'm going to go to the Greis Ha'in Shir, but I'm not going to the Chumash Rashi and the Chumash Ramban Shir. And the Chassam Sofer knew they were Mischavnu L'Shem Shamayim. But Omer, what toyeles are we going to get from such a Shir? Ki Rak Be'elo was Davka during those Shiurim that Hoidir Rabbeinu Lamaze, Valmaze, Vaharbe Pam Herich Besipurim. He said he used to tell stories, but the bottom line is that Jewish history, he says, the Chassam Sofer used to talk about, but this was something that was very, very important to him. And just end with one last anecdote. In the Sefer Chut HaMasholesh, it's brought a letter that was written by Reb Shloime Eger. So what's Reb Shloime Eger's relationship to the Chassam Sofer? He's a Shvager. Right, the Chassam Sofer was married to Reb Shloime Eger's sister, Reb Kiveger's daughter. He says like this: Af ki Talmud ba'atzmecha seder a parsha shel kol shavu ka'amor. He says, even though I know every week you go through the parsha, afal pikein tilmoy b'chol shavu em rabcha oyd pam aseder mihochelat kol em pirish Rashi. He says every single week you have to go through chumash and you have to go through chumash together with Rashi. Gamda. He says, I want you to know. Kibim mozeh inu dover nekel kol kach. Says learn chumash Rashi. Sounds like that's easy. What's the big deal to learn chumash Rashi? V'gam chiburim gedolim neschabru al haTorah ubiyichod al pirush Rashi. He says there's so many chiburim gedolim that were written on the Torah, and specifically were written on Rashi. Al kein vada yetzel uchot toyeles until my gamkim etzel rabach. So really, I think the Tayelis would be, so Shlomo is writing to somebody, and he tells him that you should learn Chumash, you should learn Chumash Rashi, and don't make kal out of it. It's a big deal. It's a very big, it's not such an easy limud, and you should learn it together with the Rebbe. But Al Toimar, listen to this, don't say she'enu lefi chvoitcha lilmoit Chumash eitzel rabach. You're going to say it's enu lefi chvoitcha ki loy mechach ma Toimar kazois, because what you're saying is not good. In Tachkar, if you investigate a little bit, Timotze, she'gisi my shvoger, ha'goyin at Tzadik of Bez in the Prishborg, loy made b'chol leile Shabbos hasedra in Pirish Rashi im kol ha'yeshiva she'em yoysim imosayim mish. He says, if my shvoger, the guy in the tzaddik, Presbyter of the Chassam Sofer, can give a Chumash Rashi shir to 200 Talmidim, you know what that means? That means this is a serious, serious limud. He said, you shouldn't make light of it. Either way, Chumash Rashi and the Ramban, by the Hilik Chassam Sofer, was a very, very big deal. We know the tshuva from Chelik Vav, some of these anecdotes, the special shaykhs that the Chassam Sofer had with the Hilik Ramban, that Reb Shloime Eger is saying, he said, you think Chumash Rashi is a joke? My shvoger gives a shir to the whole yeshiva and Chumash Rashi. It's obviously a very, very big deal, and it's, if not the first, the second or third thing that the Chassam Sofer spoke about in his Sava. We are stopping over here mid-raid is Hashem. We're going to come back to this tomorrow. There's a lot more to talk about as it relates to the Sava from the Chassam Sofer, a lot more to speak out from the Oitzris Chassam Sofer on Bereshis. Be'ezah Hashem, Oit Chazoin L'mayit.